Have you ever had a crush on someone who wouldn't pay attention to you? Or maybe someone had a crush on you and wouldn't leave you alone?
Psst. Hey, Ralph. Here, take this. What is it? Here.
Dear Ralphie, I think you have beautiful eyes. You give me goosebumps. Do you like me? Signed, your mystery lover.
Oh, brother.
Ralph, what is that you're reading?
Nothing.
Oh, good. Then you won't mind if I read it to the whole class. Dear Ralphie,
Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes it's painful. But having a crush on someone is something everybody experiences at one time or another. And that's what we'll learn more about on today's visit to Odyssey, USA.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey USA. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it. Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. Find out for yourself as you explore our side of the radio, Odyssey USA.
Hi, I'm Chris, and today I wanted to tell you about somebody really special. He was a good Christian man who lived hundreds of years ago when Rome ruled the world. He was very popular, especially with children. But unfortunately, he wasn't very popular with the rulers. They threw him in jail because he refused to worship their different gods. He chose to worship the one true God instead. Now, according to legend, the children missed him so much that they passed him notes through the bars of the jail. Do you know who this man is? You probably do, and don't even realize it. Well, stick around until the end of the program, and I'll tell you his name. In the meantime, we're going to meet a guy named Bobby who didn't go to jail, but keeps getting notes anyway. Only his are love notes. We'll find out what he does about them when we come back to Odyssey USA right after this. We're having a little celebration in Odyssey today because it's Valentine's Day. For a lot of people, Valentine's Day is a time to give and receive cards, candy, and even flowers. Not for Bobby Novak. He isn't interested in things like that. At least that's what he thinks. Bobby doesn't know it yet, but this Valentine's Day is going to be different.
Hey, Bobby, sit over here.
Hi, Jeff.
So, what kind of poison is the cafeteria serving today?
I can't tell. It smells like my dad's sneakers.
Let me see. Is meat supposed to be green? And what are those little round purple things supposed to be?
Look, Jeff, I have to eat this stuff. I don't want to think about it.
My mom packed my lunch today. A bologna sandwich. It froze on the way to school. It's like a bologna sickle.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jeff.
Get lost! Girls are disgusting. Alice Knickerbocker gave me a Valentine's Day card this morning. I put my chewing gum in it and gave it back. How many cards did you get?
None. I just got a note.
A note? From who?
Amy Duran.
Amy Duran?
Keep it down. She's sitting right over there.
Where?
Over there. She's been staring at me all morning. It's terrible.
What did it say?
That I'm the cutest boy in school and she's in love with me and will I go study with her and junk like that. My mom was acting all funny about it this morning. It was like a bad television show. She thinks it's sweet. I'll be ruined for life.
So tell her to leave you alone.
I can't. She's my mother.
Not your mother. Amy, tell her to get lost and throw mud on her.
I can't do that. You're not supposed to do things like that to girls.
So you like her then?
No.
I'll bet you do.
Oh, be quiet. I do not.
Then go over there and tell her to leave you alone.
Everyone's around.
Chicken.
I am not.
You want to go the rest of your life with a girl following you around and staring at you?
Well, no.
So get going.
Time to go back to class. Guess I'll have to talk to her later.
Chicken.
No, really. I'll talk to her after school.
Sure you will. Invite me to the wedding.
Hey, Amy, what's wrong? Don't you like your milkshake?
Huh?
It's not gonna crawl up the straw and jump in your mouth by itself.
I don't get it.
You've been sitting here for nearly an hour just looking at your milkshake. I never thought squashed ice cream could be that fascinating.
I'm just waiting for someone.
Who?
Bobby.
Oh, are you two supposed to study together or something?
I wish.
Oh, now I understand. You have a crush on him.
It's not a crush. Crushes are for little kids.
Not really. Crushes can happen to anybody. Take it from an expert. I've had plenty of them. Mine only last about a week, though.
This is a lot more serious than a crush.
That's what I always say. And does Bobby know how you feel?
He knows. I put a note in his mailbox this morning telling him the depths of my inner feelings and emotives. And I wrote him a couple of poems and sonnets and put them in his desk this afternoon when he wasn't there. I'm a poet, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
I have a natural ability with putting together, you know,
words?
Yeah, putting words together. Mom says it's a gift.
Has Bobby told you how he feels?
No. He hasn't written back or even talked to me.
You know, I had that happen to me once. I liked a boy and wrote him love letters and waited around for him after school and used to watch every movie made in class and...
And what happened?
He wouldn't come near me.
What did you do?
I ignored him right back. See, I knew that if I ignored him, then he would notice that I wasn't paying attention anymore, and then he would start to like me. It's a little trick I learned from a movie I saw.
Wow.
So, just a little advice between us girls. Try ignoring him. It'll keep him wondering. And whatever you do, don't be obvious about how you feel.
You know something, Connie? Maybe I'll do that.
This is crazy. She's writing me mushy poems now.
Poems? As in, roses are red, violets are blue kind of stuff?
Yeah, listen to this. Nothing can compare with a boy named Bobby. He likes to play softball. I guess it's his hobby. To watch him at bat makes me feel joyful and sobby because of how I feel about a boy named Bobby.
That's sick.
I know. Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, Officer Harley.
Shh, don't blow my cover. I'm working a stakeout.
Really? But you're standing in the middle of the sidewalk.
Exactly. That's the last place they'd think to look for me.
Who?
Jaywalkers. It's a crime wave, I tell you. We got perfectly good crosswalks. Nobody takes them seriously anymore. So, what are you two doing?
We're just walking around.
Just walking around, eh? It's only 40 degrees out here. Come on, come on, out with it. Kids these days don't just walk around in the cold unless there's something going on.
There's a girl who won't leave Bobby alone.
Aha! Harassment, huh? You want me to arrest her, huh?
Could you?
Depends. Let's review the evidentiary technicalities.
What?
Tell me what happened.
Oh, well, there's a girl.
What's her name?
Amy Duran.
Amy Duran. Oh, I know her. She helps me with the nursery school street crossing sometimes. Yeah, nice girl. You won't find her jaywalking.
Yeah, well, she keeps writing me these gross love notes. And now I'm trying to figure out how to make her leave me alone.
Huh. Have you tried telling her to get lost and throwing mud on her?
That's what I told.
I just don't think that's right.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do something like that to a girl. You know, in my day, we used to stick a girl's pigtails in an inkwell to get them to go away. Yep, I bet that'll do the trick. She'll get away from you like a pig from a bush.
But she doesn't have pigtails, and I don't think I've ever seen an inkwell.
How about if you wrote on her with a felt-tip pen?
Nah, it's not the same. Tell you what you should do. This'll work. I'm sure of it. What you do is pretend you like her. That's the idea.
Pretend I like her?
Absolutely. Nothing will make her turn and run quicker than if she thinks you like her. That's how it works with crushes like this.
But how do I do that?
I got it. Take her out to the gazebo in the park and tell her that you're deeply in like with her and that you can't stop thinking about her and you want her to be your steady girl. I'll bet she'll never speak to you again if you do that.
That sounds great.
I don't know about this. You want me to tell her that I'm deeply in like with her?
10-4. See, kid, she wants you because she can't have you. If she thinks she can have you, she won't want you anymore. It's human nature. And as an officer of the law, I know a lot about human nature. Believe you me.
Go on, Bobby. Try it. What have you got to lose?
But I have to know one thing.
What's that?
What's a gazebo?
Oh. A gazebo is that little white building in the middle of the park. You know, kind of round, no walls, where the brass band plays in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very nice place to be. Well, you know, kind of romantic.
That's called a gazebo?
Hey, it wasn't my idea. I'd call it a kind of round, white building without walls in the middle of the park, myself.
You really think this plan will work?
Of course it will. It worked for me when I was a kid, I think. Or is that how I met my wife? Oh, well, try it and let me know. If it doesn't work, find an inkwell.
Hi, Connie.
Hello, Connie.
Hi, Bobby. Hello, Jeff.
There's Amy. Go away while I talk to her, Jeff.
I still think you should throw mud on her.
Goodbye, Jeff.
All right, I'm going. Good luck. See you later, Amy. See you later, Jeff. Creep.
Hi, Amy. What are you doing? Can I sit down? What is this? Aren't you going to talk to me?
No, I'm ignoring you.
You are?
Yes, I have it from a very good source that if I ignore you, you'll come to your senses and like me.
Oh, really? Well, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I got your notes today, all 12 of them. The poems really, rhymed. Look, I was wondering if, well, you would take a walk out to the gazebo in the park with me.
The gazebo? You mean that little white building without walls where the brass band plays in the summer?
That's the one. Boy, you sure are smart.
I read a lot. You want to walk there with me?
Sure.
Wow, I didn't think that ignoring you would work this fast. I'd love to go. When?
Right now, if that's okay.
Sure, let's go. Hey, Connie, it worked. I ignored him and now he wants to take a romantic walk in the snow with me.
Keep it down.
Have fun.
Well, I'm glad she wasn't too obvious.
So, this is the gazebo.
Funny name, huh? Sounds like an animal from Africa.
This is so pretty. Look at how the snow covers the park.
Amy, I'm supposed to tell you that, I got your letters and, well, what I'm trying to say is that, I'm deeply in like with you and I think about you all the time, and we should go steady, so I guess this is goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah, now you won't like me anymore, right?
Are you kidding? Oh, Bobby, this is what I've been waiting all my life to hear you say.
What?
It's like poetry to my earlobes.
It can't be. It didn't rhyme.
It didn't have to. Dear, dear Bobby, I know it's difficult for a man like you to open yourself up so much. What strength? What courage for you to tell me how you feel.
Hold it a second, Amy.
This is the happiest day of my life.
But I don't get it. This isn't what's supposed to happen.
I'll be yours forever and ever, Bobby. The two of us, side by side. I'll never part from you.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going home to write this in my diary. I don't want to forget a word of it.
What did I do wrong? She was supposed to stop liking me. Now I'm going to have to find an inkwell.
We'll return to Odyssey USA in just a moment. Now, the conclusion of today's story in Odyssey USA.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Jeff. It's been a whole week and I'm going crazy. She keeps writing notes full of mushy stuff and poems and putting them in my desk.
What did I tell you? You just need to
throw mud on her. Yeah, I know. That's just about as good as the advice Officer Harley gave me.
Well, hi, boys. How you doing?
Oh, good, I guess.
Well, now, that was cheery. Why the long faces, huh?
Bobby's having girl troubles, Mr. Whitaker.
Girl troubles? Aren't you a little young for that?
That's what I think, too.
Well, I got an idea. I need a couple of able-bodied assistants to help me with an invention I'm working on. You can tell me what's ailing you while we work, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess.
What is this thing, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, it's supposed to be an automatic ice cream sundae maker. See, I'm calling it the Super Scooper. Now, the Super Scooper here dishes out the ice cream into the bowl. The bowl moves over to the spout here where the chocolate comes out, and then it moves here for the nuts to fall on the top.
What about the cherry?
Ah, the cherry is picked up by this tiny crane here and dropped on top of it. I've been most of the day trying to get the kinks out of it. Say, hand me those pliers, will you, Bobby? And while you're at it, tell me about those girl problems, huh?
There's a girl who has a bad crush on me, and I don't like her, but now it's all confused because she thinks I do, and now I don't know how to get rid of her.
A girl has a crush on you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, you should be flattered. She must see something very special in you.
Huh?
Well, of all the boys at school she could like, she picked you. I think that's flattering, don't you, Jeff?
I think it's gross.
Well, I think it's quite a compliment.
I didn't think of it that way. But I still don't like her, Mr. Whitaker. I don't want a girlfriend now.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. It's a funny quirk of human nature that girls are interested in boys before boys are interested in girls.
I don't think it's a very funny quirk at all. What should I do?
You should hand me that screwdriver. Thanks.
What should I do about Amy?
The girl? Well, to tell you the truth, Bobby, I don't know.
What?
You don't know? But you're Mr. Whitaker. You're supposed to know everything.
Funny how those rumors got started, but they're not true. See, there aren't any definite rules for a situation like this. I can't give you any simple advice. Amy's going through a time that all girls go through. Their feelings are very tender and sensitive, and it's hard to know what to do about them. They're very delicate. When it comes to crushes, I think that waiting for them to pass is the best thing to do.
But that could take months, maybe years.
Well, probably not years, but you're right. Sometimes waiting isn't possible, and you have to deal with it right up front, like you obviously have to do, Bobby. I understand that you don't want to encourage her, but you need to be sensitive not to hurt her either. Well, above all, though, you need to be honest with her.
I didn't do a very good job at that.
Well, in that case, you need to start being honest with her. If a person has to feel hurt, it's far better that they feel hurt because they've been told the truth. You see, a lie makes it a lot harder, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good, because I'm ready to flip the switch on this machine and we'll see how it works. You might want to stand back. Here goes. Hand me the fire extinguisher, will you, Jeff? Thank you. Is anybody interested in a barbecued ice cream sundae?
Bobby, I think it's very sweet of you to bring me back here to the gazebo. This is where it all started for us. How perfect.
Well, I needed to talk to you, Amy. And, well, this seemed like the quietest place, away from my friends.
I'm glad you asked me to come here, Bobby, because I think we need to talk. There are some things that need to be said.
Right. See, I was talking to Mr. Whitaker, and he said that I should be honest with you.
Honesty? Yes, we should be honest.
I didn't get any sleep last night because I was trying to think of what to say. Mr. Whitaker says that girls sometimes have tender nerves and, well, I don't want you to be damaged for the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And I don't want your nerves to be damaged either, Bobby.
Neither do I. And that's why I have to tell you something.
Please, let me speak first.
Okie dokie.
Ours has been a very special relationship, Bobby. You've meant a lot to me. Your shy, quiet strength. The way you pretend like you're avoiding me. It's so sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
I do like you a lot, and that's why it's so hard for me to tell you that it's over between us.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Bobby. I feel so cruel.
You do?
I like someone else now.
You do?
What can I say? It's a sad twist of fate. We are star-tossed lovers, as Shakespeare would say.
Is he who you like now?
You're a silly boy, but thank you for an experience I'll never forget. My first love. So, can we be friends?
Sure! I mean, yeah, I guess so. I kind of like you when you're not being mushy and stuffing notes in my desk.
Then we'll be friends.
Okay.
I must go now. I need to get this into my diary before I forget what this melancholy sadness felt like.
You sure do talk funny sometimes.
Bye, Bobby.
Wait, Amy, before you go, will you tell me who you like now?
I really shouldn't.
We're friends now, right? And friends can share secrets. Come on, please.
Well, all right, but you can't tell him.
I won't, I promise.
It's someone I respect and admire for his strength and authority, but also for his love and care for the people of our community.
Huh? Could you say that in English?
I think he looks neat in his uniform.
Uniform?
I like Officer Harley.
Officer Harley?
I think he's wonderful. The way he upholds the laws, directs traffic, and captures jaywalkers.
You like Officer Harley?
Yes. He's not like all the immature boys at school.
Officer Harley? You like Officer Harley? That's great. She likes Officer Harley.
Oh, boy, it's a good thing you don't have pigtails.
I wonder what's so funny. Boys, they're so weird.
I wonder if Officer Harley has any idea of what he's in for. He'll probably figure it out when he finds his police car full of love notes from Amy. Speaking of notes, that reminds me of the story I told you earlier about the man who went to jail because he wouldn't worship the different Roman gods. Do you know who he is? Well, his name was Valentine, and it's because of him that we started the tradition of giving cards to people you care about on February 14th. Valentine's Day. That's it. It's a day we often think about when we talk about love. You know, the kind of love that made Valentine special was a love he had from his relationship with Jesus Christ. If you know Jesus, then you know the same love. Bobby's Valentine was written by Paul McCusker and produced and directed by Steve Harris and Phil Lawler. Bob Luttrell is the production engineer and Chuck Bolte, our executive producer. I'm Chris Lansdowne, hoping you'll explore our side of the radio next week in Odyssey USA.